Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
So our crew had a happy hour yesterday at our boss's condo, and it was the four of us, and it was another one of our teammates.
My wife yelled at me for not bringing something. Your wife sent you with something, so you were okay. My wife was pissed at me because I didn't bring something.
Yeah, he said, the boss said, don't bring anything. It's a rule when you go to someone's house for the first time, you don't come empty-handed.
Yeah,
it's sort of like, even if they say no, birthday party that says no gifts, you always bring a gift.
She called me a dirty name. She's like in jest, but it was just like, it was a thoughtless move by me. I should have delivered the chips that you delivered to me from Allie because you guys were looking to get rid of a bunch of individual size.
Is that what
chips.
Those were? Because I almost took a
bag. You could take
you
whatever.
Could. Yeah. It's for the group. Huh. So like, what
Fritos.
Allie for the win.
That was great.
She said to me the night before, look, I baked treats for the gathering. You know, she's a really good baker. She has this Rice Krispie treat.
But she's not teaching one kid to call the other kid an a-hole.
Right,
yes,
that's true, yes, right.
Then she's baking.
She's baking and she does this Rice Krispie treat basically on steroids. It's enhanced with Oreo cookies.
So it was delicious.
And then she puts a little frosting on it. Everyone seemed to like it. And what she did was she put it on a tray, and then she put, like, cellophane and a ribbon on top to make it look like it came from a bakery. I'm like, now I totally look, I'm a kiss ass. Like
mission accomplished.
Yeah. Like I thought.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I thought I would put it in, like, just a Tupperware thing.
Yeah.
Hey, my wife baked some treats. She dialed it up. But, and when Waddle picked me up at my house, he's like, oh, look at you. Look at you kissing the boss's ass with this big tray. I'm like, look, my wife made this. She wanted to really wrap this up. I knew you guys would make fun of me for it. I go, but is this a kiss-ass move, too? Because look at these big bag of chips.
Yeah, right. Nom, 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 nom. By the way, they're all expired, and she just wanted to get them out of the cabinet because the kids probably crunch them and throw them all over the house.
The kids don't eat them. They're like sour cream and onion Lays.
So it's one of those gifts that you're like, it's great. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to sound like the ass that's not appreciative. I'm very appreciative.
You kind of sound that way.
No, but I didn't get the same treatment that Mike got. I got a bag of chips that you guys didn't want.
When I attend your Super Bowl party, I don't come empty-handed. We bring desserts and booze.
That's true.
Every year.
Yeah.
So, Waddle, you didn't bring anything.
Nothing.
Didn't bring anything.
I'm trying to make myself
didn't bring
feel
anything.
Better.
Did Delaney bring anything?
Just himself.
I don't think so.
All right. So, just Sylvie.
A thirst for beer, Delaney brought.
Right. You make the call.
So, Sylvie, was that the right move? The you make the call. Stolen bit from Cap'n Jay Hood in the mornings.
You make the call.
I think the move is perfect. I thought it was smart. I thought it was conscientious. I thought it was considerate. I think we just look like a bunch of
dopes. No.
I don't know about you guys. My presence is a present, so.
Yeah. It's like Ditka. Ditka
used
to tell
us that,
right? It's like the equivalent of Michael Jordan not tipping someone but signing a golf ball.
Yeah.
Here you go, kid.
Yeah.
Here's your tip.
No, I thought you did the right. Listen, again, my wife said that I was in the wrong. I'm going to be totally honest. I completely whiffed. Wasn't even a thought. Sometimes I have the thought and I go, oh, no, I left. No, I didn't even think about it. I didn't think about it.
You make the call.
Not only that, but my wife and I discussed whether or not I should bring something today to kind of say, hey, I'm sorry I didn't bring anything. And I didn't even, I left that.
A day late present?
Day late present. Like I forgot about it today and just moved on. I was like, last night I'm thinking, well, maybe I bring a nice bottle of wine. But wait, I've only got a couple of nice bottles of wine, and I want them. So maybe a bad bottle of wine. Wait.
I don't have anybody.
I know. I got a ton of, like, cheap wine. It's like, it's me. But that's not a good gift. When you're re-gifting a bad bottle of wine, you can't do that.
I always do the scan to see what would they bring me, how much the wine was. Yeah. I know that's pretty bad, but I do that. When someone brings over a bottle of wine, what kind of bottle is it?
You make the call.
Not that it needs to be expensive, but, I mean, are you bringing me an $8.99 bottle of wine?
Are you saying that keep it? If you're going to bring me anything less than, let's say, what?
What's your price set? What's your limit?
I don't know. I'm really giving you insight.
Yeah. You will be getting my $12 bottle.
Yeah, okay, geez. I can to Trader Joe's and get you one. Yeah.
I can give you
You make the call.
A $14 bottle of Liberty School Cabernet, which is just fine for like a weeknight wine to have.
Sure. House wine.
Yeah.
$2 Chuck. So like you come in with $2 Chuck from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, like, I mean, what is the Pinot Noir that, Flowers, if you're going to bring me some wine, can I get a big bottle of Flowers?
It's a $50 bottle of wine right there at Benny's.
Yeah.
Grand and Western. That was a funny. And then I still haven't heard this, so I want to get to this. I was all excited. I looked at we were drinking, we got off the early. I sort of forgot about the lottery. We were talking about it on the show, and my buddy Perry texted me with fingers crossed and the prayer emoji. And I'm like, well, what's he doing? Does he have like some parlay? Because we text about gambling all the time.
It was nothing religious. It was gambling.
I'm like, do you have some sort of a parlay that's about to hit?
Yeah.
And he goes, no. He goes, the lottery's coming on. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. And Mike is not an NBA fan. So I said, do you even get NBA broadcasts here? You know how like you have a childproof television at home where you could block out the porn or you can block out the movies from the little kid buying the movies? Mike had like an NBA filter on his TV where we had to go in and get to ESPN because NBA was playing. So we went to the NBA. We got the lottery.
It's all hockey all the time at that place.
Yes. Yeah. So, but we were outside. So the TV's on inside. And then Black put on the lottery on his television, on his phone, right?
You're the only one that had, I think, access to seeing the television. So
yeah, we Black were all sitting. We were sitting around the table. We could not see the TV.
No, see, this will be funny. Let Sylvie tell his version, we'll tell the actual version. Wasn't all tequila'd up. No, go ahead. Tell your story.
I was sipping tequila last night.
Sipping? Go ahead.
Sipping. What's wrong? Were you monitoring my tequila intake?
No, I just noticed how quick the slurring started and then how the excitement was ramped up. So I would love to hear your
version. All I know is when I dropped him off, the door opened and he just fell out.
Yeah.
this is my version of the story. So as the lottery was going, it's this countdown. We gave you the window. Like it started at 12 or 11 when you needed to start looking for the Bulls logo. All right. And so someone had their phone open and everyone had like the broadcast at a different point. And I didn't really know whose broadcast was out in front. I thought the television was leading the way, but Abdallah, I think, had a quicker feed. So I saw this. I'm like, OK, no Bulls logo. OK, now we're down to 10. Oh, all right. Not the Bulls logo. We're getting there. Number 9. No Bulls logo. We're getting there. Number 8, all right, it's the Magic, no Bulls logo. We need to get by 7, we get by 7, we're good, we're up into the top 4. 7 goes by, no Bulls logo. I jump up, yell, the Bulls are back, and I hand out high fives like I just did a walk-off home run.
The whole time.
Around the table.
The whole time, Abdallah.
I did a lap like I was Cal Ripken.
Yeah.
With 21-31 around the crowd.
Adam would not allow himself to get excited because I think that he had a pretty good feel that this was not as it appeared.
So I was on Twitter where like reading the real-time feed as it was happening. And all of a sudden, Sylvie's running around high-fiving.
Yeah, he's got a high-five. We're back.
The ball is turned out a high-five.
Go Bulls. So yeah. Go Bulls.
I've got Get
Go Bulls. Black. Go Bulls.
I've got the phone in the left hand, high-fiving with the right hand. Right. I just go, nope.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
He goes, what do you mean, no? I just saw this in Orlando.
My friends are texting me, too, with the Bulls emoji. They think we got it.
Then why is every Bulls person just saying, no, no, how can this be? No, no. And basically, if we had been... So Chris was watching on his phone. You were kind of watching the TV. If we'd all been sitting around the TV watching, we would have seen that the card...
The small print.
The placard said, Orlando... Via the Chicago Bulls. Yeah.
Or if we were actually listening to my phone that had the audio because we're too busy handing out high fives.
We're back! Go Bulls! We're back!
Get
Waddle!
if we were actually listening to Rachel Nichols, we would have heard immediately that it was not the Bulls.
All right. Well, wait, so I still haven't heard this, so I want to see what I truly missed, because I still believe that they duped us, that they did something different that they've done in past years. Normally, they would show the Bulls logo, and then they would announce that goes to the Bulls, but the Bulls pick now goes to Orlando. I was looking for the two horns and the Bulls logo. You know what I mean? Like, okay, are there horns on this picture? And I'm trying to sneak a peek early. But they showed the Magic thing, and it totally screwed me up.
The 8th pick will be made by the Orlando Magic.
All right, Orlando coming out of that envelope means that Chicago has not jumped into the top four. Therefore, that pick conveys to Orlando as part of the Nikola Vucevic deal.
That's when I was high-fiving people.
You got all of our hopes up, other than Abdallah, who kept just saying in his seat, nope.
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 Bulls, let's go. Yeah. Hey, we're back. Go, Bulls.
Let's go. I think at one point, he thought he was Tom Brady with the, let's go. Let's go.
And then not only do I get duped and the Bulls now don't have a first round pick, then Cam Payne is like leading the way for the Phoenix Suns in game 2 of the NBA Finals. And my Bulls dauber, as you would call it, is down.
Maybe you subscribe to Mike's theory. Hockey all the time.
Hockey all the time.
Yeah.
Tampa and the Islanders playing
right,
tonight, right?
That's right.
I should avoid the Bucks tonight in Atlanta.
I would say so.
Were you duped? Did anyone else get duped like me? Because on Twitter, people said they did too. Now, maybe if you weren't watching it with the audio, I was too busy yelling stuff.
Not everyone was guzzling tequila at 7:30 on a Wednesday night.
Tuesday night.
That's two people shaming you for that. It's a day that ends in a while.
And
it's Abdallah. Yeah. They're both coming at you.
What's wrong with drinking tequila on a Tuesday night at 7:30? It wasn't 7:30 a.m.
Nothing. I'm just suggesting, when you asked, did anyone else get duped, I'm just suggesting to you that there probably weren't a ton of people guzzling tequila last night at 7:30.
I want to talk about that game then that followed after you did drop me off and I fell out of your car and then I fell into my bed and I watched NBA playoff action. The last 10 seconds took about a half hour to play, but it was still really a good payoff.
Get it right.
And I want to bring up Cam Payne too. We'll get into some of the juicy stuff in baseball and Michael Wilbon at 5.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
So it was a fun night. We were all out together. We watched the lottery, watched the Cubs win. Sox lost yesterday. They did win today. They got one that they needed to end the 5-game losing streak. They'll be off tomorrow. Then they start the homestand on Friday against Seattle. It's the reopening day. I believe I'm going on Sunday. I'm going to take my two boys to their first White Sox game.
Make sure they get all the treats they're warranted.
Yeah. I hope they
have fun. Load them up with Sox gear, jerseys, hats. Tennis.
All I want them to do is like baseball. And if they choose to like that team, they can like that team.
Something tells me that Mason will come out of there more thrilled with the White Sox than when he goes.
Yes, he's going to love the experience. Yeah. There's going to be energy. Hopefully the fireworks will be going off. I know it's during the day. They still shoot them off after home runs, though, even during the day.
It's not your team, so are you still sticking by, you're only allowed to leave after the White Sox have a plate appearance?
No. Okay. This is not to go for me.
Okay.
Yeah,
because you're not a Sox fan.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. And Braxton doesn't sit still, so we may be there for a few innings anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
312-332-3776. This was last night. I haven't talked to you about this since last night. The last half hour took forever. I guess like the last 28 seconds it was took like a half hour to play out. But what we saw was the end result was really, really good. There were just so many damn replay reviews. And this is the result. And Michael Wilbon's going to join us at 5. And the reaction that him and Stephen A. had, the one of someone who filmed this with their phone panned to Wilbon and Stephen A., and their jaws were on the floor.
Not an easy inbound with that big body in front of you. Stay back. Crowder looking, throws it, alley, oh! He puts it down!
There was, what, 0.8 seconds yes. left, and that yeah. only took, like, two-tenths of a second or
I think
something?
I think when they when all was said and done, they put 0.7 back on the clock, didn't they? Isn't that what they did?
Just a tenth of a second.
And there were so many things that happened with that. It was a great play drawn up. It was well executed. And Booker set a perfect screen. The most impressive part of all was the Crowder pass. Like,
right there for
him. If it's not exactly where it was, that ball gets tipped away. It's crazy. And you mentioned that the last 28 seconds took X number of minutes. And I heard Jeff Van Gundy. I didn't see all of it because it took me a little longer to get home. And then I had other things going on. But Van Gundy was upset because of the replay and how it extended the game. And it takes. And then I saw Scott Van Pelt on the SportsCenter.
They were upset,
too. And I agree with Van Pelt, though. Like, Van Pelt was like, you got to get it right. So I get it. It extended the game, and it dragged on forever. But at the end of the day, I don't mind that because there's so much at stake. I want to make sure they get the calls correct.
Yeah, here's the Spanish call of that, though.
El pase, la intención! DeAndre Ayton! DeAndre Ayton! A ver. Y ahora sí que la van a revisar.
Pretty cool. But Van Gundy was more upset about the play that was ruled off of Booker involving Beverly.
Right.
This is like a big baseball dispute, too, with fans. Like, if the fingers hover over the base, but it's there, should you be called out? And this was, yes, the ball was last touched by that split second by Booker. It was off Booker's fingertips last. But as Van Pelt and Van Gundy both agreed, they said that's not the intent. It was, quote, knocked out of bounds by Beverly.
Well, if a Suns player's hand is last that's on it, then the rule is pretty. That's not in the rule book. Intent isn't in the rule book. So for me, I get it. It gets tedious at times, but I want them to get the calls right.
It goes back, though, to replay ruining sports because we have to stop in between each play to go over to a monitor to dissect it like it's the Zapruder film to figure out whether or not the umbrella man's on the grassy knoll and whether or not something happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is you're right, 100%. Devin Booker's the last player to touch the basketball when it went out of bounds. The problem is, if you've ever played any sort of basketball in your entire life, pick up in the driveway, YMCA, you're running, you're outside, whatever it is, you're playing high school basketball, Patrick Beverly hits it out of bounds. And in that game, if you're playing anywhere else in the world where you can't stop and dissect every single play with replay, it stays Suns ball.
But the Suns player was the last person to touch it.
No. Remove the stopping and going to a monitor.
Well, I get it. But
like, Booker, the ball was knocked out of his hand. So I'm saying is, yes, you're right. If we stop and we pause everything for every little yard in football and every little touch in the NBA.
But when do we start and stop then? Like, when do we choose to do it?
Who cares?
Then you're arbitrarily deciding
of the game.
You're arbitrarily deciding, though, when to use replay.
No. I'm saying replay ruins it. I'm saying overall, it's ruining sports.
Would you rather have a Rams rule where the Rams go to the Super Bowl because they pass interfered, but there was no way to... You know what I mean? Like, there's the opposite side of this where if you're not stopping and double-checking these things, a lot of these teams get cost big time.
Sure, you can get cost, absolutely. But also, we're looking for things that don't necessarily exist until you slow it down to that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, in any other setting of basketball... Pat Beverly, even if he knows it's not off on him, and he's playing,
knocked it out.
He's playing fives. He knows he can't win that argument on the court because no one else will go with him. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
I get
like,
what you're saying, but the last person to touch, I get what you're saying.
No, I know. It's off Booker, and right. It was obvious, and Mark Jackson called it immediately, and yeah. He nailed it. It was a fantastic call. It was going to be off the Suns.
It's kind of like
you just
Durant,
can't arbitrarily. You can't arbitrarily decide what you're going
that's
to
what I mean,
evaluate
then you get,
what you're not.
Not to pun with the baseball, you get into a sticky situation like Kevin Durant came that close to making a three against the Bucks that would have been the game-winning three. But because of replay, you can tell by that little much, that little, that finger, that he was on the line. Or, you know, a football player who tiptoes on the sideline. If they are out of bounds by just a centimeter, and you could see it because of technology, you are ruled out of bounds.
Either use it totally or don't use it at all. You can't go halfway. There's no being half pregnant here. You just can't.
I'm with you. And you guys know that from the start. The final couple of seconds of the game took a half
forever.
An hour
yeah.
to play. That's
thank
not
God
the way it should be.
Thank God there was a good payoff. I retweeted Gronk. Gronk was complaining about it. You know, I think he's a Suns fan, right? Because he went to Arizona and everything.
Yes.
And he was tweeting just how long it takes. It's always been, as an NBA fan, I am an NBA junkie. I grew up as the Bulls being my number one team. What drives me crazy today about if any rule is the last 2 minutes of a basketball game takes forever. It's the worst. I've always said it. I'm not as big of a hockey fan, not close. The last 2 minutes of a hockey game is the most exciting. It's nonstop action. It's a goaltender getting pulled, and it's crazy stuff going on. 2 minutes of a... And I'm not saying necessarily ranting on replay. I'm just saying it is what it is from the sport.
There's no doubt. It's like baseball as well. I mean, look, you either want... You computerized umpires, balls and strikes calling, or you will live with the human element of the game that we bristle at the concept of the human element of the game. If you've got replay, you've got the ability to get it right. Why aren't you going to use it? It's the same damn thing.
Right. You just can't now subjectively say, well, that's not what we intended. So now we're going to get it.
You could suggest instead of in the last 2 minutes of every half or whatever the case may be in the NBA, you just use challenges, but like this is the, if you're going to use replay, you can't just use it in an arbitrary fashion.
All right. So was that end of the game awesome because of the excitement, or did it suck because it took forever? 312-332-3776. We also need caller 25 to play my wife or radio partner. And you wonder why we play my wife or radio partner. We're going to give you an example of something that I said yesterday is how the game came to be originally. But you'll get to play the game next.